Lots of books have been written about Bill and Hillary Clinton. Now the former president will write one. Knopf announced this week it has signed a contract to publish Clinton's memoirs in 2003. According to news reports, he will be paid in advance of at least $10 million. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, Knopf's decision to pay so much for the book is a huge gamble.
Books by former presidents haven't always been enormous successes. The memoirs of Harry Truman, Lyndon Johnson, and Ronald Reagan all came and went without causing much of a stir. Jason Epstein, who spent 50 years as editorial director at Random House and who recently wrote a book on the book business, says there's a reason for this.
Well, a lot of them haven't got much to say, and if they do, don't know how to say it. That's one of the problems with these books. That's why publishers don't take them so seriously.
By agreeing to pay so much for Bill Clinton's memoirs, Knopf is betting that the former president is still popular and controversial enough to sell books. Nora Rawlinson is editor-in-chief at Publishers Weekly.
It's a big gamble. $10 million is a lot of money to make back, but there's a lot of factors that could really work for making that money back. The major one is that they have nearly all the rights.
Rawlinson notes that Knopf is acquiring not just the domestic hardback rights to Clinton's story, but also paperback, audio, electronic, and foreign rights. That should help the company offset the cost of the advance. But the book will still have to be a big bestseller to make a profit. There is no question that the Clinton name can sell books. Amazon lists more than 300 books about the Clintons, including many bestsellers. Publisher Peter Osnos runs the independent company Public Affairs.
Clinton has generated a huge industry of books and journalism. And the reason is it's such a great story. You know, we live in a time in which personality is increasingly, you know, at the center of public life. And this one is a, you know, whale of a personality.
Yet many of the best-selling Clinton books were written by some of the couple's biggest critics. Whether readers will turn to a book by the former president himself may be a different matter. Mr. Clinton's last published effort, a book-length essay put out during the 1996 campaign, was not a big success. But Osnos, who published that book, believes a Clinton autobiography could do much better. Osnos says that after impeachment and scandal, the ex-president has a real incentive to write the kind of personal, substantive book that people will want to read.
If he's able to explain himself really well, if this book is as eloquent, as full of insight and depth as the potential is there for it to be given the story, then it'll enormously enhance Clinton's reputation in history because people will be reading it 50, 100 years from now.
Osnos notes that the former president seems to be modeling his project after the late Katharine Graham's highly praised Pulitzer Prize-winning memoirs. Not only is he using the same publisher, he will also work with Robert Gottlieb, the book's editor. Jason Epstein says he believes Knopf's decision to spend so much money on the Clinton book will ultimately turn out to have been a shrewd one.
I think the chances of breaking even and doing better are pretty good for that book. And then what you have at the end of it is a writer who's probably going to write more books. I think Clinton is probably a writer by nature, and I think that means there will be several books.
In that sense, Knopf may be hoping to repeat the success of former President Jimmy Carter. In the two decades since he left office, he's turned out a steady stream of books, and the popularity of his writing has only grown with time. His most recent book, a memoir of his childhood, now sits on the bestseller list. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.